a flop at 33. His whole career was one of failure and of loss. But the thing that's so distressful is he could have been successful, but instead of climbing up, he climbed across. He was a flop at 33. He jumped from carpentry to preaching to the mob. He just never was adjusted, so he spent his whole life busted, and he never got promoted on the job. He never saved a single cent, and Dun and Bradstreet wouldn't list him on their list. He could not establish credit, and you might as well be dead at 33 as have your credit not exist. He spent his time with fisher folk when there were more important contacts to be made. He would contemplate a flower and ignore the cocktail hour. It's no wonder that he never made the grade. He took his lunch out to the park.
He took his lunch to the park
and shared his fish and bread with others on the
grass.
He commuted on foot to work like any petty filing clerk. He never rode except that time he took an ass. He never bought a flannel suit.
He never bought a new suit.
He always went without a hat and wore a beard.
Without a hat and wore a beard. He never bought his wife a fur.
He never even had a hearse. So you can see why folks who know would call him weird.
He had no place to lay his head.
No place to lay his tired head. He never owned a home or built a swimming pool. But the thing that's most bewildering is he never had no children, 'cause it helps if you can manage private school.
Oh, he was licked right from the start.
Oh, he was licked from the start.
And he said to others, as you wish they do,
as you wish they do. For to make it you must strive, because of course the fit survive. You've got to do the others in or they'll do you.
No heed to social codes.
He paid no heed to social codes.
The status factors that can help you get ahead.
You and I have never flopped, yet our names are never dropped the way that they've been dropping here since he's been dead. We fought our way up to the top. We're all established as successful men of worth. So the thing that
is called the one.